You're listening to the Chicago Audible Podcast, changing up the way Bears fans stay up to date on their favorite team since 2015. Now get ready, because it's time to bear down. Welcome back, Bears fans, to another episode of the Chicago Audible. I told you, if the Bears found their defensive coordinator, we'd hop on and discuss it. Well, good news. After a couple of weeks interviewing candidates around the country, the Bears decided that the best person for the job was right underneath their nose the whole time, as it's been reported that safeties coach Sean Desai will be receiving a promotion and now will become the third defensive coordinator under Matt Nagy. I'm Russell DeWitt. Alongside me is my co-host Nicholas Moriano. It's early. It's Saturday morning, and we're here to quickly share our thoughts on Desai becoming the new defensive coordinator of the Chicago Bears. So, Nick, good morning.
Good morning, Will. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Two cups of coffee in. I'm feeling much better than I did a couple of hours ago. I know you're dealing with some stuff at home today, so we kind of got to make this thing quick. So let's just go ahead and talk about this promotion for Desai. He's been with the team since 2013, where he was the quality control assistant. And here we are just 8 short years later, and he's risen through the ranks. Last year promoted to safeties coach. Now he takes another leap into a higher leadership role as the team's defensive coordinator. So, Mr. Moriano, let's just kind of start with, what do you like about the hire?
Yeah, so I think the first thing that you like about it is that, again, it was in-house. So Sean Desai doesn't have to learn, again, who these people are, where he's going to find a new house. Like, all these little things that you don't really think about, he's already here. He knows the building. He knows the people he's going to be around. And that's what I first like about this. But the second thing is that this is going to be, and I tweeted this out yesterday, well, having Sean Desai is going to be the closest thing you're going to get to Vic Fangio without having Vic Fangio, because he, again, was someone who worked under him, and he's going to bring a lot of the same scheme, the really what you're kind of looking for out of the defensive coordinator to get it as close to 2018 as possible.
Right. Even Sam Macho was advocating about this on social media, saying that Desai was Fangio's, and I quote, right-hand man. He was a part of crafting that great 2018 unit. And he also compared him to a former Bears coach in Brandon Staley, who, after leaving the Bears, as we've noticed, he's quickly risen through the ranks, and he's now the head coach for the Chargers. So that's a great comparison if you're looking at someone in-house. And if that's what former players are saying about Desai here, to me that's really encouraging. And even Kyle Long, who played on offense, was out there giving his praise for this hire last night as well. So you can tell he's really well-liked in the locker room, and he was someone that always does the work. And he's someone that can really, I think, lead this defense. And not just a leadership role, Nick, but something else I like, he must be an excellent teacher. He has a master's degree in higher and post-secondary education. He has a doctorate, where that's where his nickname Doc comes from, according to Ian Rappaport, in higher education administration. So strong coaching, it's not just about knowing all the X's and O's. You also have to be a great teacher, and I think Desai is one. He has an educational background, and I think that's also something that should be mentioned as something that's important and why he's as successful as he's been so far. And obviously this is just maybe a beginning for him. He's still very young, only 37. And I think, Nick, on top of the leadership, the teachability, and his youth, those are three key areas that get me really excited about what Desai can bring as a leader to this defense.
Absolutely. And so when the move happened, when the Bears promoted him, I immediately messaged ESPN's Matt Bowen just on Twitter. I'm like, Matt, what do you think about this hire, this promotion? What are we going to see from Sean Desai now as a defensive coordinator? And he told me, well, he's going to run Vic Fangio's scheme. And really what he told me, it's going to be player is over greater than scheme. So can he get the best out of the star players? Like Khalil Mack, Eddie Jackson, Kyle Fuller, Keem Hicks, Roquan Smith, those guys. And how he's going to do that is basically what Matt Bowen is saying, is that you're going to see more fronts, more scheme pressure with your front four, And one of the most important ones, I think, that he mentioned is that you're going to disguise a lot of things using this split safety look. In 2018, the Bears went heavy on split safety coverages. Cover 2, 15.1%, that was 10th in the NFL. And they ran 2-man, 16.7%, that was 2nd in the NFL. Under Pagano, they kind of regressed a little bit because they wanted to use a little bit more cover 1 and cover 3. And that 2-man coverage, they only used it 9.7% of the time, which was 8th in the NFL. And remember, under Vic Fangio, it was 2nd. So we're going to see more of those split safety looks. And you could just disguise a lot of coverages with that. And hopefully the biggest person that's going to, you know, benefit from that is obviously Eddie Jackson, who was my disappointment player of the year. So that was encouraging to hear from a guy that knows the X's and O's, that this is going to be, like I said earlier, the closest thing we'll maybe get to 2018 in terms of what the actual scheme is like.
True. And on top of that, I would hope that Desai can still be himself and put his own wrinkles on top of what he learned from Fangio. I'll even throw Pagano in there, because even though Pagano's tenure here wasn't great, he's still a really good coach, well-respected in the league, and you know there has to be some positive qualities that he can pick up with as well. And on top of that, Nick, I want to mention, you know, even though Desai was the safeties coach this year, and you saw Eddie Jackson's regression and not playing to the level that we want, it's worth to say that's more on the defensive coordinator in the game calling the plays than the coach coaching the players up. Because even though Desai could, you know, be working with Eddie Jackson, which he's worked with him his entire career, if you're not calling the right plays or you don't have the right scheme in there on game day, you're not putting your players in a position, in an advantageous position, really to succeed. And hopefully with Desai, he can see what wasn't working under Pagano, see what did work under Fangio, and find maybe a special blend plus a twist of Desai's defense. And from there, we should be able to get more out of these big playmakers. And I'm just happy that we have someone in-house who is, A, well-liked, as I've already mentioned. And on top of that as well, he's someone that knows these guys, knows their strengths, doesn't need to do any scouting, and now he can just implement what he probably couldn't say or do to get these guys in a position to really play at a higher level. So for me, this experience under both defensive coordinators together should lead to good results. And it's not like he's only a DB's coach or a safeties coach. He's worked with multiple positions as the quality control coach. He also worked with the linebackers. He even worked on some special teams. So he's a very well-versed coach as well. And that's another real big positive for me. Is there anything else that you want to mention that you like? I know we're going to keep this episode very short, but what else you got?
Yeah, just looking on Twitter, just seeing all the positive feedback from this hire. One guy, Dan Orlovsky from ESPN, he played high school football with Sean Desai, and he tweeted out, played high school football with new Chicago Bears DC, Sean Desai, beyond proud of him, chased his dream, and believed in himself. Brilliant mind, put on his time, so excited for him, man. So, I mean, I think it's just been positive reinforcement from former players, colleagues, former teammates. I think it's a really good hire.
It really is. And on top of that, you know, it's 2021. We got some representation now in the NFL. Desai's the first coordinator in the NFL. It's believed to be in history to be of Indian descent, which that's really exciting as well. Getting more people represented here in the NFL. And that's tremendous to see. And when I'm just thinking about this hire in general, I think I feel better about having a young up-and-comer in Desai here leading this defense than maybe bringing in an older guy
Mike
with
Singletary.
Defensive coordinator experience that has failed. And on top of that, too, Desai, he's only 37. Fangio and Pagano, they were in their 60s, so there is going to be a little bit of a difference here. I think a little bit of a culture shock, perhaps. And on top of that, I think it's just going to – we always talk about young guys on offense in the NFL, leading offenses. Well, eventually the NFL is going to have to catch up and have some young guys on defense to go out there and combat it. And Desai, being one of those up-and-coming coaches, could be someone who's adaptive, innovative, and trying to find some trends in the NFL, both defensively and offensively, to get the most out of this defense. So I'm just really hoping he is as creative as I think he can be, as you were mentioning as well, disguising all the fronts, the packages. And I don't know, I'm just very excited about this. Last night, I was like, ooh, interesting, like an in-house hire. We didn't have to go external. So is it going to be more status quo? But the more you look into him, the more you get the endorsements from the players, and the more you just kind of look at his life and who he is and how he got here. Honestly, Nick, I after a night of sleep on it, I'm very excited about this hire and what it can do for this defense. How about you?
Yeah, and I think the big thing, obviously they were weighing their options, right? And a big thing with the Bears this season, they have to win because most of that, the head coach, the GM, could be gone. So they decided that Desai would be the best option to give them that chance to win, to get that defense back to where it was at in 2018. And I think that's what's encouraging about this hire. At least the Bears did their homework. Unlike, not to say that Chuck Pagano was a bad defensive coordinator, but what, 48 hours after Vic Fangio left, Chuck Pagano was hired. This one took a little bit longer to get to the final outcome of who was going to be the defensive coordinator. So the Bears did their homework. They decided Desai was the next up-and-coming guy that could get the most out of his players, and that's why he's ultimately a DC. So it is exciting. It's encouraging. It's a little bit of unknown, but we're going to have to see how this all plays out. I think the players obviously are going to like having him in the building, but just in a more elevated role, and now we just got to see how he can capitalize on this and make the most out of it.
And with him being such a young guy too, I'd be interested to see as we go through the next couple of weeks how he can build out his defensive staff and what that looks like as well. And obviously when he's been in Chicago for the entire career that he's had in the NFL, what kind of connections does he have around the league to kind of help bring in some maybe more up-and-coming coaches that can continue to reinvigorate this defense and try to reestablish some of that dominance that we saw just a couple of seasons ago. But with that, Nick, I don't have anything further if you want to get back to your morning. Sean Desai, Chicago Bears defensive coordinator. It's an exciting hire, promoting from within. And with this, the search is over, Nick. And it was not as quick as the Chuck Pagano, but we were talking about, we're getting some of that fear of missing out. We were getting a little antsy a couple days ago. But here we are just a day and a half later, and it's completed. And I feel very good about what the Bears did here, which is odd because I haven't felt great about a lot of what the Bears have done so far. So it's an interesting feeling, to say the least.
Yeah, I agree with you. It's over with. That's one of many coaches now. They have to find people to fill those roles. But I'm glad they got this one settled. Now go down to the next one.
Awesome. Well, the next time you hear from us, Nick, either I think it's gonna be Senior Bowl stuff right now, right? Like that, you're going there next week. I was gonna say the franchise, but that makes no sense if you're gonna be down in Alabama covering the Senior Bowl. So I think I can confidently say the next time that you hear from Nick and myself should be with some sort of report from the Senior Bowl. Don't know how that's gonna look, what shape or form, but that's pretty neat as well. It kind of keeps all options on the table, and I promise we'll give you the best inside scoop that you can get from us down there from the Senior Bowl. So, Nick, I can't wait for you to head on down there and for everything that you have in store as well. Anything else you want to say about it before I sign off?
No, just make sure to tune in next week. Like Will was saying, I don't know what that coverage is going to look like, whether it's live. I know I'm going to be doing a lot of live tweets, maybe videos, but podcasts as well. I'm sure we'll get together and talk about like the days there at the practices from Mobile, Alabama. But just stay tuned next week. There's going to be a lot of coverage.
Awesome. Well, that's going to do it for this episode. Thanks for everyone here who's watching on YouTube, Periscope, Facebook Live, and of course to the thousands of podcast listeners around the world. A very special thank you as well. I was going to say, I don't even know what to say right now, Nick. I was like, well, we already said the next time you hear from us. So I kind of screwed the pooch.
You know, it's like, because it's such a short episode, we're used to just right. talking so much longer, but we do have to end it. And that's just kind of weird. It's a shorter one for us.
It is. It's like, I feel like I have like 50, 60 more minutes of content that I'm supposed to be discussing here. But all right, I'm going to close this show. You'll hear from us next week from the Senior Bowl. But until then, bear down, Chicago. Bear down.